Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
WGN, Ted Rossman, senior industry analyst at Bankrate. I make a habit not to doubt any statistic he tells me, especially when they do the surveys themselves. Ted, how many of us are shopping before Halloween for the holidays?
Half of all Americans, which is pretty staggering. Yeah, about 12% already started before the end of August.
What?
Another 12% planning to start this month, and then 26% next month. So all told, yeah, half of Americans starting holiday shopping before Halloween.
Has this been trending earlier? Have you guys not done this survey quite like this before? Like, is this how it's always been?
It's actually remained remarkably consistent from year to year. I think the motivations have changed, though. Remember a couple of years ago, everybody was worried about the supply chain, and if you didn't buy it early, the fear was that it may be sold out. Now I think it's more of an inflation story. People are starting early because they're worried about high prices. They're looking to spread out that impact. I think the retail industry has really embraced early shopping as well, with things like Amazon's Prime Early Access sale and similar offerings from Target and Walmart and others. A lot of that gets underway in early October. So it is this kind of Black Friday in October kind of mood. I think it's actually very smart this year because we're seeing price-conscious shoppers. A lot of people are being pretty frugal about their holiday shopping plans.
Yeah, we've all been kind of keeping an eye on how much we're using our credit cards lately, right? Delinquencies are up a little bit, but still fairly low, but we are putting a lot more on our credit cards. Is that the plan for the next couple months for most shoppers too?
It is, which worries me. Credit cards are the number one projected shopping payment instrument this year. That said, though, the big fork in the road is whether or not you carry a balance, because we have about half of credit card holders who pay in full, and they get all these rewards and buyer protections, and they don't have to worry about interest. But then you have the other half, more or less, that is carrying really expensive debt from month to month. The average interest rate is a record high. It's almost 21% on credit cards. So that's the big difference. It's really all about how you use these cards. Obviously, we'd love you to pay in full every month if you can. If you can't, though, maybe seek out a 0% promotional offer. Those last as long as 21 months. Or just really impose a strict budget this holiday season. Use the time to your advantage. Set money aside every paycheck between now and the end of the year so you don't have to take on holiday-related credit card debt.
Yeah. Is there any movement in terms of where we're shopping, or does the movement continue to be at our keyboards?
Online is the number one projected method. About 4 in 10 holiday shoppers said they'll make most of their purchases online. About a quarter said mostly in person, and then the others either aren't sure yet or just don't know, or maybe it's about the same. I think we are continuing to move in an online direction, but in-person shopping is certainly not dead, not by any means. And I think that what's notable there is that there can be a social element to in-person shopping. That relates to really a huge theme I see right now, which is when people spend, they're more likely to splurge on experiences. Mm. Everything from travel to dining to sporting events and concert tickets. That's why I think the malls that are doing the best have other things to do, like dining and movies and ice skating rinks and stuff like that. So I think we will see some of that this holiday season. Maybe you round up some friends or family members on Black Friday or Small Business Saturday and hit the stores. But I also think people are going to be pretty stingy with their spending on physical goods. I feel like when people splurge these days, it's more on an experience than an item.
Okay, so give us the vibe check. Obviously, inflation's down a little bit, so maybe a little less of a concern. But just generally speaking, do we look forward to the holidays, or does the present buying weigh us down a bit?
Some people are weighed down. We found a third are saying that inflation is going to impact their shopping habits. 25% are stressed about the cost of holiday shopping. I think it's going to be a pretty lukewarm season for retailers. It's not going to be terrible because the job market's good and people are spending. They're just spending a little bit less than the inflation rate, especially on physical goods. When they splurge, it's more of a travel and dining kind of story. We saw some of this last year where retail sales were up 5% year over year around the holidays, but inflation was in the 6 to 7% range. So that's actually an indication that inflation adjusted, people were actually cutting back a little bit. Inflation's come down, but I think also purchasing power has come down. So if I were to put a number on it, you know, I think we might see some low single digit growth from year to year. So not terrible, but probably not quite keeping pace with inflation.
Right. And Thanksgiving is just about as early as it gets this year. So maybe a little extra time, but for those late shoppers like me to buy what we need to buy, that could help out just a little bit, Ted.
It could, yeah. Although, like I said, there is an advantage to shopping early. I know it sounds crazy, and some people think, why are we talking about the holidays in September? If nothing else, start to get the budget together, start to map out some strategies, plan to use your unused gift cards. That's something we've talked about before. Half of us have unused gift cards. The average value is almost $200. Maybe start to earmark some of that for the holidays, or cash in some credit card rewards for cash back or for gift cards. Maybe start to set aside money from every paycheck so the holidays don't catch you by surprise. At the very least, I think there are some planning steps we can take, even if we're not quite ready to purchase just yet.
Yeah, if you don't have a shopping plan yet, have a budget plan, at least, I think is what we're getting at there. Good ideas, Ted. We appreciate you joining us, as always. Take care, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right.